Listening Library presents The Last Siege by Jonathan Stroud. Read for you by David Thorne. Skirmishes. Chapter 1. Emily's first crime was a small one caused by snow. Roots tripped her. Her boots plunged into drifts. Tiny powder avalanches cascaded coldly onto her hat, brow and shoulders. Little by little, she squeezed herself through the gap in the thick hedge, the snow-covered twigs butting and scraping against her anorak. Flakes landed on her eyelids and made her blink. Behind her, the sled caught against something. She yanked viciously at the cord and felt it bump itself free. With another step, she was standing in the castle grounds, her heart beating fast, her eyes peeled for danger. So far, so good. There was no one in sight. She was up to her knees in a low drift that had built up inside the hedge. Away to the right, a straggling flock of birds flew in the grey sky above the woods, while the far hedge was a charcoal line drawn unevenly against the whiteness. All the small dips of Castle Field had been smoothed away by the snow, but a deep shadow beyond marked the great curve of the moat ditch. A few patches of broken wall leaned out drunkenly from the moat's raised inner lip. In the background, the body of the keep itself rose like a black slab. Turning, Emily hauled on the cord. Abruptly, the sled jerked into view, only to jam again behind the final mass of stems and tangled thorn. She bent down and pulled the yellow plastic, twisting it so that it came clear. Then she guided it out of the hedge and let it fall.